Thunder Bay. Marcus Pawlowski is a medical doctor, has a law degree and for the past 2 years, has called the House of Commons home. A backbencher in Liberal leader Justin Trudeau's six-year-old government, Pawlowski has had a front-row seat as the country navigated its way through a pandemic, a crisis that's far from over. Never shy about voicing his opinions, even if they might be contradictory to his own party's public stance, Pawlowski has shown a willingness to be critical of the government, including concerns about the lack of ventilators the country possessed during the early stages of the pandemic. He's spent the past 2 years working behind the scenes to help bring Afghan interpreters to Canada and at the local level, worked to help the local Alstom plant pivot slightly to make ventilators to ensure the country avoided a worst-case scenario in its hospitals. Having been there for a couple of years and done the job, I can really appreciate what a great job it is to have the opportunity to do. I certainly enjoyed the 2 years I've already spent in Parliament and I want to continue it, Pawlowski said, asked why he's seeking a second term in office. A political neophyte in 2019, Pawlowski edged out Conservative Linda Rydholm and the NDP's Yuksem Wan, who is running again in 2021, to help the Liberals win back the seat after then-incumbent Don Rusnak chose to return to private life after a single term. Pawlowski said he's still got a lot he wants to accomplish on the political stage. As a doctor, the pandemic is front and center. As it turns out, as someone with a health background, a law background, a global health background, 99% of the time as someone elected with that background, it wouldn't seem like a good fit, but right now it's the perfect fit, Pawlowski said. Right now it's the right time and the right place to have my kind of background. Second on his list is having a say in how the country tackles climate change. It might even be his number one priority and the dire picture being painted by experts around the world. And in Thunder Bay, a big issue at the top of the pyramid in terms of what's important and not important is job creation. All the work we've done with Alstom to get the contracts for the streetcars, to building ventilators there. He also pointed to funding provided by the Liberals for improvements at the Thunder Bay Airport, not to mention money earmarked for Hettle Shipyards to help build icebreakers. The feds have also increased FedNor's annual budget to $100 million under his watch. These are all ways of creating jobs to improve the local economy.